Well, big changes are afoot at the Carnegie. Maggie Perino recently took over as theater director. Maggie is a local artist who has been working in education as well as a choreographer for many years here in Cincinnati. And I'm welcoming her here this evening to the show. Welcome, Maggie.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Maggie, this is a big change for you.
Yeah.
You're actually taking over mid-season.
Mm-hmm.
And you have also been working with the school you've been working with to help transition your replacement there. Tell us where you're coming from and what your intentions are at the Carnegie.
The last 2.5 years I have spent as a high school theater educator. I was running the theater department at Notre Dame Academy in Park Hills, so that's the one in Kentucky. And it was really a hard choice to leave. It's a wonderful place. The girls I taught were fantastic. And I admit there are days where I kind of miss their energy and that kind of fun that they would bring to just everyday experiences. But prior to that, I actually worked at the Educational Theater Association as their event coordinator. And I spent 3.5 years there with them, putting on the International Thespian Festival out in Nebraska, coordinating a musical writing competition. It's a national musical writing competition called Musical Works. I actually still do that on a volunteer basis. And then choreographing as much as I can. That is my true love. I love to dance. I love choreography. So I do it for high schools. I do it for smaller professional theaters in Cincinnati. And that's really where the basis of my production work comes from. I try to get on stage every once in a while, too. I love being in the dance line, doing the ensemble thing in the back. So once or twice a year, I try to make sure I also still am practicing my craft. So it's a varied background, but observing, obviously, my dad is in theater, so growing up watching my dad and just really being a part of that community, that life, it was something that was very appealing to me. So when the Carnegie gig opened up, I couldn't help but just throw my hat in the ring, see what happened. I honestly didn't expect it to be me and was very surprised when I was at that final interview going, is this happening to me? Really? Oh my gosh. So a little bit dream come true kind of job. So I just had to go for it. And I'm excited to be here. It's great.
And we should mention your father's not just in theater. Your father is Tim Perino, who runs the Cincinnati Landmark Productions, who is responsible for the Covedale, as well as the new
Incline Theater. Yes, the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater. I'll actually be choreographing the opening show, the producers. So my dad and I are working on that one together. So it should be a really neat experience for both of us. And I actually live in Price Hill right near the Incline. So it's exciting to see that kind of development going into my neighborhood as well.
What was it about this position at the Carnegie that attracted you?
The Carnegie is not just a theater. It is a multidisciplinary arts organization. It's a place where we prize arts education. We prize the visual arts. We want to be a hub for arts in the Covington community, in the Northern Kentucky community. And coming from Notre Dame, so I was already teaching in the Northern Kentucky area, it was something that I really felt strongly about being in a community arts organization, somewhere that is reaching out to people and saying the arts are transformative, they are part of your life, come experience them here, share with your neighbors. And that's what's so special about the Carnegie is it really takes that mission to heart and it really tries to make the arts accessible to all. And I wholeheartedly believe in that. It's how I was raised, and the arts have been transformative in my life. So I want to make that available to others.
Had you gone to productions and exhibits at the Carnegie previously?
Sure. I've seen quite a number of productions over there over the years. Friends who were in the shows or choreographing or directing or whatever it might have been over there that first attracted me to come. And then, honestly, the shows were so good. They'd be doing a title that I loved, and I'd want to go see it. I've dragged my husband to many a show around town, and so he had also been to the Carnegie a number of times with me. So when I saw that the job was open, I thought, oh, this might be a really neat place for me.
The next production that's coming up is The Underpants, which will run April 10th through the 26th. And this is a farce that was actually written or adapted by Steve Martin?
Adapted by Steve Martin. It's actually a German play written in German, and he actually adapts it into English for the American stage. I mean, it had been a very popular German play, so it is really still a farce, even in its original German. And Steve Martin actually says in the foreword of the script, all he really had to do was find the appropriate jokes for the American audience. He didn't have to rewrite it. He just had to make the references things we would laugh at. And I think he does a great job. It's super hilarious. So it's going to be a fun one.
And the title actually refers to an embarrassing incident that happens. A young woman is waving to the emperor and her underpants fall off.
Yes. Poor Louise. Louise is a young, sort of good-looking, attractive young German woman married to a kind of stuffy government official. And the play actually begins right after she's come home from the parade. The emperor is coming through the village and everyone goes out to greet him. And she is actually, I believe, standing on a bench or something, waving. And yes, her underpants come untied. And all kinds of things are set into motion by this one little incident. Her husband is absolutely scandalized. What will he do about his career? And a variety of men in the crowd are very much interested in renting the room in their flat suddenly after this occurrence. So, I mean, it's very sort of in and out of doors and who's trying to woo her when her husband isn't looking and things like that. She does not submit. She's a good girl. But it is a very, very funny set of circumstances.
The show's directed by Drew Fraitcher.
Yes.
And you've actually pulled together quite a cast.
Oh, it is a fantastic cast. In the husband role, we have Randy Bailey, who is a Carnegie favorite. He was in Driving Miss Daisy, if people saw that, as the son. He was Amos Hart in Chicago when we did that a few years ago. He's been seen on stages all over the city, Cincy Shakes, Fringe Festival, Ensemble, all kinds of places. And then for Louise, we actually, I believe this is her first time at the Carnegie, Erin Ward. She's a young up-and-coming actress in the city. I actually recently saw a publication where she was featured as sort of an up-and-comer in the city. She's out of NKU. She just graduated, I believe, last year. And she's been doing shows at The No, at New Edge Cliff. She works with Madcap. And then she also actually is back at the Educational Theater Association, where I come from. And she works there during the day. So we're excited to have her. And then in some of our supporting roles, we have Mike Hall, who's sort of a serials improv OTR. He's everywhere. I actually did a show with him last year. Just hilarious. What a funny man he is. Brian Griffin, Sean Meddy as the king. I think he'll be perfect. So we just have some really, really fantastic folks who will be featured throughout this show.
This is a show that was selected by the previous theater manager, Josh Steele.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be setting up a new season. Do you know when you're announcing?
Yes. Hopefully, the opening show of The Underpants. I will be pitching it from the stage. We'll be getting it into a newspaper near you the week thereafter. So April 10th, that'll be the big sort of public opening. I did move it up from previous years. I did want the announcement out there a little sooner. Everybody's edging their announcements up little by little throughout the year. But I really wanted to be able to say to our subscribers and our audience, you guys are what make the Carnegie go. We want you to come back year after year. You're important to us. This historic building really needs your support. And honestly, what's the point of the shows if we don't have the people in the seats, right? We want people to think of the Carnegie as a place where they can come, enjoy their evening, and kind of come as you are, experience the theater, and share it with their friends and family.
And musicals have always been an important part of the Carnegie seasons. And
absolutely,
with your passion for musicals.
It's true. I admit there will be quite a few musicals in this season. I will say that. So I hope to bring in a wide variety of people. There's something, I think, for everybody. A number of things that maybe haven't been seen lately. That is the advantage of announcing later. We can make sure that we're not doubling up on other things in the city. But I think there's really going to be something every kind of person, whether you're into drama or comedy or contemporary musicals or classic musicals, and including families and even children. There'll be things that everyone will want to come and see at the Carnegie next year.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot of stuff going on at the Carnegie and a lot of laughter during The Underpants.
Absolutely. It's going to be hilarious.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Maggie Perino, the new theater director at the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Carnegie Theater at the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts and the upcoming production of The Underpants, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
The doubt, while the jury is out, or the thrill, when they're reading the will, or the chase, for the man with the face, that's entertainment.
Known as the flame
of the king of an underworld ring.
He's an ape who won't let her escape.
That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen.
Some great Shakespearean scene
where a ghost and a prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gag maybe waving the flag that began with a mystical hand. Hip hooray, the American way. The world is a stage is a world of entertainment.